Hello and welcome to the Sports Circus here at the NBC Studios in Las Vegas. Yes, in Las Vegas. That's for all you people listening in Phoenix and all you people listening in Southern California. And we have some special friends listening. I love that part of the show. You can listen. You can put it on the board. Yes. And all those people listening out in Auburn, Alabama. Yeah, doggy. I got a lot of friends over there at, that would be the Mason Jar in Auburn. What a great place. Good old-fashioned people, good old-fashioned food, good old Southern cooking. And we'll get to the Southern cooking thing in just a minute. This show is brought to you by the College of Southern Nevada's athletic department. Yes, the athletic department. Great baseball team, nationally ranked baseball team. They're doing very, very well. I believe they're in first place. And the softball team is doing very well as well. So go down and watch those Coyotes at the Henderson campus. You can get your tickets online at csncoyotes.com or at the box office. Go Coyotes!
Ow. Ow.
All right. We have a full house today. And the full house, we always have a full house. So our full house today includes an NFL referee, Rusty Spindell.
Good morning.
We have a kettlebell champion, that is. I keep saying kettleball. It's a kettlebell champion. I got to watch out. There's a kettlebell in the house. That would be Michelle Latour.
Hello, everyone.
And we have a student athlete that we'll get to in just a minute. Other than that, we'll let him say hello. His name is Malik.
Hey, how y'all doing?
All right. So, Southern cooking. Yeah, Southern cooking. You know, before we get into the Southern cooking, I do have to say that I'm a little intimidated by the kettlebell. There is for all those people that can't see what's going on in here, there is a weapon in the house. It is a very large, yet it's pink, I guess, because she brought it. It just has to be a pink one, whatever. But it is a intimidating, looks like a big kettle, you know, like a teapot. But it just happens to weigh 300 pounds. I don't know.
It's like a bowling ball with a handle.
I'm telling you. Right. Well, or that would be my head if someone has a handle on my head, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, that's a pretty scary looking thing. So, you know, I'm kind of keeping my distance over here.
Well, it's only 8 kilos, so.
Yeah, whatever. See, she talks in terms of kilos, in which, you know, I don't know anything about that. But she did mention yesterday that kilos were really used for.
Well, really, the only people who speak in kilos are really kettlebell lifters or drug dealers. So.
Perfect.
So she brought the kettlebell so you'd know.
Right. Yeah, exactly. That's why I don't get clanked right in the head. Wham! Right. Wow. Well, you know, that kettlebell needs to hit somebody I know in the head, which would be it'd be the general manager for the Chicago Bears. You know, thinking about the draft. Oh, let me tell you something. The Bears, they go from bad to worse to disaster to debacle. It never seems to end.
Something tells me you're not happy with who they picked.
Well, it's not just me. I mean, look, if you poll everybody in the sporting world that has even any knowledge of the draft, the Chicago Bears, really? What do? They trade up one spot to get a quarterback that should have been taken in the second or third round. But that was their guy. That was their, and he certainly would have went there. They gave up 2 picks to get him. Unbelievable. It was ridiculous.
As you and I talked about, I haven't been watching draft very much.
Just think about the draft idea. Just the draft idea. Never mind the pick. If this guy is so far down the trough.
Yeah, why do you give up and trade to go get him after everybody else passed him?
Right, why would you do that? And you know he's going to be there. He's certainly going to be there. Hell, he'll be there in the second, third round. But then again, that would be the wonderful Chicago Bears general manager, who I've got a big shut up to later on in the show because we do that segment. So we'll get to that. But I got to tell you, how embarrassing. I know you're befuddled on it. Lenny, are you there?
Yes, my friend, I'm here.
Mercy.
I'm beyond befuddlement with the Bears. You're right. This is the top of the idiocy totem pole. Really. You're thinking, okay, I'm number three. And why are you wetting your pants at number three, Sal?
You know why? I'll tell you what he did. He was number three, and he wanted to go up to number two, but he ended up stepping in number two.
He did. He fell into number two.
He dove into it. That was by choice.
When I saw that, kind of reminded me a little bit reminiscent of the robbery that the Cowboys did. Dangling Herschel Walker out there and getting all of those picks, albeit that this kid, I mean, he's got to to live up to those expectations, we gave up our future. We gave up a farm for you, kid. Now, unless this kid is the second coming of Elway or one of the Manning brothers or Big Ben, you talk about pressure, and he's going to be sitting there with a clipboard, looking around and observing. And by the way, unlike Aaron Rodgers, he doesn't have Brett Favre to study
on
either.
He's got Mike Glennon and Sanchez? Who? Are you kidding me? Really?
Yeah.
Glennon's got how many snaps in the last couple of years? Five? I think he had five? What the hell are they thinking? Idiots.
Sanchez can hone his arts in the art of the butt fumble. That's
right.
About it.
Well, and you know, it gets worse. It gets worse because here you've got the Chicago Bears making this wonderful move that they did. And remember, they already traded everybody they had to throw to. I mean, who do you have left? Do you have Royal left? Really? That's it. You have a half of an option. Maybe one option. We'll call them one half of one option. So they pick up a tight end in their second round or in their second pick. And so this was my favorite thing. So I listened to an interview from Chicago's hometown WGN. And they're trying to say, oh, what a clever pick and this and that. The Bears had him on their radar for, months or some crap like that. And he was one of those incognito picks. Really? I think they're trying to do damage control for the Bears. Complete morons. Unlike the Cleveland Browns. And the Browns did the exact opposite. I mean, the Browns did very, very well with Myles Garrett. You know, they end up with Jabril Peppers. They got some great picks. And let's face it, the winners of the first round are the San Francisco 49ers. No question. But go ahead.
They came across with Myles Garrett. They got an absolute beast on the defensive line. And if they took a page out of my team, the San Diego Chargers last year, picking Joey Bosa, and everybody thought, wow, what a pick Bosa was. You know, sure, kid came out of Penn State, big and strong and fast, but they neglected to look at the fact that he was such a talent and he had such a holdout the first four games of the season because his mommy thought he wasn't getting paid enough. But this guy showed up as the Defensive Rookie of the Year. I really feel that Garrett, this can be a definite game changer. Anybody that knows, if you have somebody who's a monster on the D-line that can put fear into the boots of a quarterback, that is somebody that is a stick of gold that you've picked up. Peppers is a 1-2 punch with that, absolutely. But Sal, I got to tell you, I don't think – I've heard rumor of this with your Chicago Bears as far as for wide receivers. I heard they're stealing James Brown's stage cape. They're going to drape that over Curtis Conway and revive his game and his legs because they have no other resources, my friend. You're right.
How embarrassing.
But, yeah, a very good draft.
How embarrassing for the Bears. How wonderful for the 49ers. And, you know, I have a couple of head-scratchers, and the head-scratchers that I have, of course, are going to be Joe Mixon, really, Bengals. I think Joe Mixon should have went to the Baltimore Thugs. What do you think?
Yeah, that would have been a perfect fit. You know, yes, for the Baltimore Thugs, I mean, anybody who has we'll call it a reputation and a rap sheet. And, of course, the rap sheet is what we typically, you know, get synonymous with the Raiders. And the Raiders, of course, you know, they pick up Conley. Guy's got game. The guy's got good street cred. And the guy's also going to have a record because he's going to be a felon. I mean, all these things are alleged that he's going to be a felon. Look, you know what? If there is smoke, there is fire. If it walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, it's a Raider. Okay?
Yeah.
It's great to have, you know, it's great that they have all these guys that they feel they're going to pick up and they're going to rehabilitate. He goes straight to the where he belongs. But hey, Woodson is now their defensive backs coach. So maybe somebody with, you know, all pro, Hall of Fame to be caliber talent can straighten out this kid if he's not behind bars.
Well, Lenny, that's what you bring up. You know, so much of this stuff, you know, I hate to use this word, but you can't change stupid, okay? I mean, come on, guys. You know, there's a lot of things you can teach, but you can't change stupid. So, you know, hey let me blow $5 million a year and you know, beat up my girlfriend or rob a bank or whatever the case is, you know, just because somebody gave me the world. So
right.
You're exactly right, Lenny. You know, but it amazes me. You know, and I go back as you know, I go back a long way when it used to be, you know, University of Miami when they had all the thugs there. In fact, I can remember working a ball game where they showed up on the field in camouflage uniforms. I don't know if you go back that long, but that was their theory. And you wonder when all these guys left University of Miami, went to play pro ball and got in trouble. Geez, surprise, surprise, surprise. You know.
Yeah, unbelievable.
You know, yeah, you're pulling out guys out of the thug program in college and putting them in thug program and pro. And you know, so many these guys want to run around with gangs and posses and stuff. You know, man, just you know, and usually they'll what's the word I want to use? Lean to or go to other thugs instead of going to good people to try to teach them the right things to do. You know.
Yes, you can. You have that. That's a very good point. You have to take all of that into effect. When you saw these guys coming out of college or Rusty, and you saw that they say that they just came from a compromising situation in their program, we'll be nice about it.
That's a nice word. I like that, Lenny. Okay.
that was a compromised program. What did you see as far as out on the field? Did you see any difference, like, say, with the crowd? Did it have any effect on the crowd when these players would make a play or if they would gaff a play? And how would the crowd would react and have that type of reputation coming out of college as opposed to somebody who just was squeaky clean?
Well, you know, and I'll go to it. I'll use part of the crowd, but also the officiating part of it. You know, so many times a kid would jump up, and my whole theory, you know, and God, you know, I'm old and I go way back, but it's not an eye game, you know. I love it when guys jump up and look what I did, whether I scored or I made the tackle or I did this. You know, the other 10 guys surely helped in some sort of fashion, and you knew them, and I'm not going to get into names, you know, but there were certain guys that out on the field, you had to calm down. My job, when I was working college ball, I was an umpire. So a lot of people don't know, just the umpire and the referee go in before the game. And I would visit with usually the captain and the defense, because that's the guy who's going to help me control that defense. And sometimes the captain of that defense was the renegade that we're talking about, you know. And my whole theory was this. Okay, so-and-so, I'm not going to mention names, but remember this. I've worked enough of your games. I throw the flag once, the second flag, I said, you're out. I said, so we're not playing this game. And I didn't have a whole lot of problems with some of these guys, you know. But let's face it, it doesn't change from college to pro. They're the same attitude. So that tends to go with what's going on, Len.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, hey, let's pick that up on the other side, Lenny. We got to run over to commercial break. And you're listening to the Sports Circus here on NBC Sports. Okay, we are back at the Sports Circus. It's a circus in here, folks. We've got mayhem going on only because that's what happens on, well, it doesn't matter what day of the week. It always happens here. We're in the circus. Anyway, welcome back to the Sports Circus. This segment is brought to you by The Social Register. They've been around for, 23 years connecting business owners. And I tell you what, if anybody wants to learn on how to connect their company to another company, great events, socialregister.com. See Claire, see Mary Grace. They're great people. We even have our kettlebell champion that has this intimidating big. It's pink though, and she had gone to it. Michelle, what did you think of going to the Social Register event that you went to about a week ago?
Oh, it was a very nice event. There was a lot of great vendors. I got to meet all business owners from all different aspects.
Wonderful. What was your best experience there?
It was actually running into you. Was my best experience.
It wasn't a very good day then.
There we go. And here we go. All right, that's good. So I just want to know who is on the line with us right now. Derek?
Yes.
Derek Smokin' Jones. Now, for all of you that don't know what house music is, this is one of the original creators of the house music sound from Chicago. He played a little football, and he wanted to chime in on the wonderful Chicago Bears draft. Derek, what do you got?
Well, I don't know. Only thing I can say to Smithy, hey, I can be a bargain quarterback too.
Right?
You know, I mean, I don't understand why they did that, you know. But, I mean, it just is true Bears fashion. And, I mean, I'm going to be honest. You know, I was a fan of it. Like I said, the 80s Bears, stuff like that. Huge Green Bay and Dallas fan. I mean, and I'm not really happy with all the moves Dallas has been making over the years. But, I mean, I've been a Dallas fan since I was 13. Playing the game and working with, you know, different coaches and stuff like that has been interesting in my life. But at the same time, I think the whole franchise now is just about theatrics and money. I don't think, and sometimes in my opinion, I don't think they're trying to win games. I just think they're just trying to pack stadiums and cause controversy, but that's just an opinion.
The Bears are always causing controversy anyway. I mean, they surely didn't need these circus events to do it. That's for sure.
No. But yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, we'll see what the kid does. And what, by the way, what is he getting for that? How much is he getting for that season?
What are they paying him? I don't know. I think the Bears ended up getting.
Does he have a 5-year?
I don't know.
Unless I'm mixing him up with. I thought he was getting something like $1 million a year or something like that, 1.2 or something like that.
And they got a broken Coke machine back from him, right? So that's really what they're getting. They're getting a non-functional device. He was going to carry a clipboard around, right?
Well, I mean, what is he? He played, 13 games, technically, and never really. Did he play out a full season even?
He had one season under his belt. That's it. A lousy one.
He did make one season. I thought he didn't complete a whole season.
No, man. Well, you know, he had a pretty good season, though. He did. But let's face it, you know, one season as the number 2 pick overall, forget it.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. What do you think their science is behind that? I mean, I'm trying to look at this very objectively, and what I mean by that is it something that they feel like, hey, you know, this kid's got a lot of hidden potential, let's give him a chance. But on that note, that's a heavy risk to take knowing the history of the Bears, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. But I'll tell you what, I think the Bears themselves, they made a horrific move by taking this guy right at the top or the second pick of the draft. And I have to carry on about it. I don't typically talk about a lot of these current events, but with this, because it's the Bears, it's my home team, it's your hometown team as well. At the end of the day, they really dropped the ball, and they have once again restored the name Bad News Bears, just this time in football.
Well, we got to live up to things here in Chicago, you know? So, I mean, but you never know. You never know. We'll see how it goes. And, you know, the kid may have a few rabbits in his hat, you know. Or, you know, I don't know. Maybe he'll just carry the clipboard, just like you said, and he'll look good on the sidelines and everything. And say, hey, you know, this was our draft pick. Right. He's a great clipboard carrier. I don't know. But I'm going to be optimistic this time. And we'll see what they do. You know, like I said, I'm huge, you know, for Green Bay and stuff like that. And that's
we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens here. But I'll tell you what, the Chicago Bears have become yet the laughing stock of the NFL draft. And, you know, I said I was going to end that whole draft segment in the last one. But, you know, I had to carry on about it only because I could. And I know we have an audience over in the greater Toledo, Fostoria, Findlay, Ohio area, Ben Roethlisberger country. So we've got some people listening out there as well. I'm getting text messages, and yeah, I'll tell you what, the draft has turned out to be really good for certain teams, but the Bears, what a disaster! So anyway, we're going to go back to Lenny. We're going to get Lenny back in here because I'll tell you what, I'm losing my mind talking about the draft, and thank God I've got three people in here that know nothing about the draft. I do have an NFL referee in here. I do have a student athlete. We're going to get to him in just a moment here, and we also have a woman with a very dangerous pink device. Looks like a bowling ball with a handle that you don't roll down a lane.
Sweet Michelle, Michelle, my bell.
Don't quit your day job, Lenny.
Right. There we go.
All right. Hey, so Lenny, we're gonna bring in Malik Ricks. We have a student athlete that is sort of like a business athlete, kind of like we had the lemonade stand last week, but he's not a lemonade stand guy. But so we're gonna bring this guy in, and he went to Arborview High School in Las Vegas. And so he's trying to find his way into what he's going to do in the next step. So we've got a couple of people that could talk to him a little bit about that and see if we can talk him off the ledge as well. And who knows, at the end of this, maybe he'll end up with a job or something. I don't know. We'll see. So introduce yourself, Malik.
My name is Malik Ricks. Went to Arborview High School. And
We can't say on the air. We don't want to say Even the board operator is nodding his head saying, yeah, don't say
Oh, sorry.
And he just gave it a thumbs up. Okay.
I love boxing and sports, and I'm happy to be here today.
Nice, nice. So you are a pretty good student too, right?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. So what are you doing for conditioning these days? Because you said you're in boxing?
Mm-hmm.
All right. What's your path with that, and how are you conditioning yourself?
Just stay running a lot, drink a lot of water, go to the gym for at least 4 or 5 hours a day.
4 or 5 hours?
Staying at heat box. It gets really hot in there, especially out here in Las Vegas.
4 or 5 hours a day? That's mad.
Yeah.
I could wipe you out in 10 minutes with this kettlebell.
Probably. That's a pretty big kettlebell.
So Michelle, why don't you tell everybody that's listening who you are, because you're a champion kettlebell swinger, right? And you have funny shirts, funny words. Tell everybody all about what you do and how it can benefit Malik.
Okay. Well, actually, I run a kettlebell sport gym. Most people don't realize that it is a sport. It began in Russia, but it's very much an international sport now. The way it goes is basically there's a 10-minute set of one of three lifts. It's either the jerk or the snatch or long cycle, which is a combination of jerk and snatch.
Right, jerk and snatch. Well, I'll tell you what, let's get to jerk and snatch in just about 10 seconds here. Actually, we got to take a quick break here on NBC Sports. Oh, boy.
Yep.
That's just as it gets good.
I know, just as it gets good. Sorry, folks. We're going to take a break. We'll be back here in a minute on The Sports Circus.
A promise was made. A promise that hit the beaches of Normandy. A covenant that split the skies over Berlin. A vow that captured Iwo Jima. A promise was made. A solemn oath that liberated Seoul. A sacred trust that defended Kaesong. A pact that dug in Da Nang. A contract that weathered Tet. A promise was made. A pledge that stormed the desert in Iraq. A bond that patrolled door to door in Fallujah. An IOU that braved IEDs in Kandahar. A promise was made to America's veterans. A promise we all must keep. DAV fights for all veterans and their families so they get the health care, financial benefits, and support they earn. If you're a veteran who needs help or you'd like to help us keep the promise, visit DAV.org.
Since 1954, Opportunity Village has been training special needs individuals to become special employees within our community. And boy, have they done a lot. They started working at OV's thrift store in the 60s. May the scarves worn by Elvis in the 70s put together presidential campaign buttons back in the 80s. And bringing holiday cheer to Las Vegas by creating the magical forest in the 90s. As Opportunity Village celebrates the past six decades, they thank you for your support and remind you they still need your help. Take a tour and find out how you can be part of the next 60 years and beyond. Visit opportunityvillage.org/decades.
Hey, party people, are you ready for your next event? Make your next celebration fun and decorative by visiting GlowSource.com. Shop our huge selection of glow and LED novelties like glow-in-the-dark beach balls, pool orbs to brighten up any party. Need a backdrop for your birthday, school dance, or wedding? Use our fun decorations like our rainbow-colored string lights, fiber optic wands, or LED centerpieces. And we also have LED balloons available in multiple colors. Make your dessert table festive with our LED ice buckets. Fill them up with ice or use them to hold your delicious treats. Speaking of treats, we have the perfect LED cotton candy cone ready to rainbow up your cotton candy. Going to the next concert or music and food festival near you? Complete your outfit with the perfect accessory, like our glow-in-the-dark necklaces and bracelets and LED sunglasses. The possibilities are awesome with GlowSource.com. Save big and enjoy 15% off your order by entering promo code RADIO. Shop GlowSource.com today and light up your party.
We are back at the Sports Circus at the NBC Studios. All right, we all set back there on the board? Are we good? Okay, I got to make sure. All right, I got master control system back there doing the right thing. This is not a game of underwater bowling, or it's not polo hockey. No, it's a board.
He keeps pressing the buttons until one works.
You know what it was? Right.
That's one way to do it.
Well, even a blind dog finds a hundred, right?
There you go.
Right, so, well, yeah, I think the last thing said here was... we're talking about the kettlebells.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wasn't. She was talking about fun things. So, Malik, you had a question for her, and I know she had a question for you, but why don't you finish?
Okay. Well, I was just talking with Malik. I was saying for his boxing, the conditioning with the kettlebell sport that we do would be really good for him because it would develop his endurance, it would develop his strength, and actually your power as well, because you have to really be powerful to put bell over your head when you jerk.
Right, that's a very big, looks very heavy ball.
It is. This is an 8 kilo. This is actually the lowest weight that you can compete with. For men in the amateur level, it's a 24 kilo bell, so that's about 53 pounds for.
Now, Michelle, you're a champion, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell everybody about your championship.
I've actually been competing for 4 years now. I usually do about 3 to sometimes 5 meets a year. I've started actually with the 8 kilo bell, but now I'm working towards the 16 and the 20 kilos.
Well, where did the kettlebell originate? What is the story behind this?
It originated in Russia, and basically there were weights that were used in the farmland to measure their bales of flour or hay or whatever they were measuring. So it was put on the counterbalance of the scale. And the guys got extremely strong and from lifting these weights all the time because they were putting them up on the scale and bring them down. And then it got creative and started having little pissing matches with each other. Who can lift the heavier ones?
Have you ever heard a guy having a little pissing match? never heard it described as that.
Well, so you have, they grew larger then.
Right. So you have guys
so
over there.
So the balls got bigger.
Right. Yep. Right. You have Ivan Drago. I must break you. Right. I can't imagine him having a little pissing match. Right. So, Malik, do you think this is a kind of training that you could do for boxing?
Oh, most definitely, yeah. I would love to go to her gym and check it out and do, like, a class or anything, train with her.
Yeah, I'd love to have you. My coach, Moses Dunka, is actually the premier coach in Las Vegas when it comes to kettlebell sport. He's the most knowledgeable of anyone here in town.
Okay. I got to tell you, I know zero about this. So I went to the gym yesterday, and I got schooled on pink balls. You know, and she had blue balls in there too.
They come in a rainbow of colors, actually.
Yeah, absolutely, they do.
You could handle the blue balls, the pink balls got you.
Well, you know, I have to handle them. I'm kind of attached to them.
Just a question. That's all.
That's right. Well, you know, with all the terminology that goes on in her gym, it's funny because there's a special board that she has, and it's kind of behind closed doors. And so I said, you know, I have to go to the restroom. Right. And so I walked in. I was like, what in the hell is this? So, Michelle, what in the world was that?
It all began when a group of the Las Vegas Kettlebell Club, we actually have a little club here that goes and is competitive. We went to a meet and we all decided we were going to wear very, very interesting, clever shirts that were a lot of fun that we created. One of them that I wore in particular said, I swing, I clean, and I have a nice snatch. another gentleman won because in competition, most of the men, and now women do too, but use double bells. They use two bells in, when they jerk. So he jerks with both hands.
Nice. And they, so there's two snatches, and he jerks with both hands.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So we had a lot of clever sayings, and we all wore these shirts. And then also, too, after the meet, when we all got finished, we also had a cooler of beer in the car, and we all came back into the meet with our beers, and everybody else was looking at us. I don't know if they were jealous or thought we were inappropriate.
If somebody was smoking, I think then they would have really, you know, probably asked the question.
Right. And the, so from then on, what we do with the board is in class when we're just talking about the lifts and everything, sometimes things, if they were taken out of context of the kettlebell world, it would sound very inappropriate.
Right. So well, she's wearing a shirt. Yeah. Look at the shirt. Look at the shirt.
I see it.
What does your shirt say?
Respect the snatch.
So that means in kettlebell world, what does that mean?
Basically, the snatch is a very technical term. It's where you swing the bell directly up to the overhead position. It doesn't get, give you an opportunity to rest.
Yeah, that's
it's
it.
Extremely cardio.
Right.
Yeah, that's it.
Right. Well, you know,
which
it could
snatch
yeah.
in an overhead position.
Well, you know, there's a, isn't there a book on that? Right. Well, I mean, for kettlebells, of course, right?
Yep.
There's a book on that, which, right?
Yeah. We just want to make sure we got it right.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we have it right. Malik, what are your thoughts
on Malik says he's getting into this, man.
Oh, man. Right.
Yeah.
I know, when can I start training?
Never heard anything like this before.
His woman's probably scratching her head saying, well, what you been doing, boy? I don't know
we'll
about
teach
that.
You how, a lot of snatches. You'll, lot we'll teach you a lot of snatches.
With blue balls. Right. Pink balls.
Red ones.
She has gold ones in there, too.
Listen. Oh, God.
Yeah, that's the heaviest one, gold one.
Yeah, at the end of the day, we should probably... You know, think about describing that in another group of words, because we don't want to make anybody offended or irritate anybody, mm-hmm. whether they're in California, whether they're in Arizona. We should probably stay away from that, only because even though it's industry and sport terms, let's try to call it something else. What do you think, guys and lady? Yeah, good. Are we good?
Now we can't talk about anything.
No, we can talk about it. We can talk about it, but we don't want to get sent to the principal's office. That's for sure. No, we don't want to do that because, you know, that could be problematic. But anyway, the training itself is actually quite good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very conditioning. I mean, it really brings out not only a strength training, but it brings a lot of endurance because it is very cardio because you're trying to move that weight as many times as you can in a certain time period.
Is it similar to weightlifting, the moves that you're doing, or is it more like a swinging and aerobic thing or a combination of both?
It's a combination of both. Whereas in powerlifting or Olympic lifting, they're only doing one rep or two reps. We're trying to get 100 or 200 reps wow. in the time period. So it's a lot more cardio and a lot more moving.
All right, well, let's splash some water on this for a minute here, and let's go to a surf report right now because we got to cool the room down because there's a lot of interesting conversation going on here. We should probably do that. And we've got Race Bannon on the line from sunny Southern California. Race, are you there?
Yes, sir. Hello, Sports Circus and everybody out there across the Southland. This is Race Bannon, your Silver Surfer with your Southern California Surfcast for L.A. and Orange County. It looks like another one.
I don't know if he's still there. He's sort of there. You're breaking up a little bit, kid. All right. There you are. Wow. You see, this is the marvel of cellular phones.
Race got wiped out on a wave.
I think so. I think he just got wiped out. As you're right. He's in the soup right now because I surely can't hear a word he's saying. That's okay. Nonetheless, I think what we'll do is we'll take the recorded version of that and we'll probably end up playing it either on the podcast or who knows, maybe we'll play it, I don't know, later on if we get it in time. It's live, folks. You never know what's going to happen. You never know what's going to happen. All right.
What do you want me to do?
I don't know.
You want me to press another button?
Press the button.
Lenny, Sal looks over at me like, okay, take care of this.
Yeah. What are we doing here?
Give me the kettlebell. I'll lift it, okay?
Right. And now
see,
we got
now,
a busy
now you asked me to fix it. There you go. Now you got a busy.
I told you to keep your hands off the buttons. That's what happens here.
Boy, I tell you what. I think next week we're going to bring an instruction booklet with us.
Thanks.
But, no, Michelle and I will talk about the difference in weightlifting and the kettlebell. And you know, it's kind of unique because I've seen some people work with kettlebell, but very lightly. You know, I mean, you know, you'll see a kettlebell in the gym and somebody goes over and picks it up and
kettlebell.
Kettlebell, kettleball, what the hell?
I feel the same way.
I
was like, well, it's a kettlebell. No, it's
well, go ahead.
Kettlebell.
You pick up on the conversation.
Oh, hell no, man. That's all you, buddy. It's all you.
But it would be a great conditioning tool for anybody in any sport, actually, because it really just builds your endurance. So football player, boxing, hockey, if you're a runner, it actually really helps your endurance for running because it's a very big cardio aspect to it.
So
too.
Malik, that actually plays into your 5 hours at the gym.
Yes, sir.
Right? Instead of going 5 hours, you could maybe go 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, but you got to work out every now and then. You don't just go to the gym for 5 hours. I had a buddy of mine yesterday I talked to. He said he went by the gym yesterday. Didn't do him any good at all. The car didn't stop. You know, he drove right by the gym.
There you go.
I went to the gym and I just kept on going. And there's a donut house right around the corner.
There you go.
Well, Malik, I think this is a really good solution for you, and you may want to sign up.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care how far it is. Wait, you said, well, look, you said you live pretty far away, but that's okay. Because with the 5 hours you've been spending, maybe you can jog over, and it might take an hour, and then you could take an hour to jog back, but you only spent 30 minutes there, so now your time's been cut in half, and you're being more productive in your workout.
Right. That's a lot of cardio.
too bad Billy's not in today to help him to share some of the boxing stuff with him. Huh, Sal?
Oh, I know.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, now, of course, that kettlebell, that would fit in Billy's palm. Kettlebell.
Kettlebell, yeah.
Well, I'm saying bell. It's just my southern accent makes it sound like ball.
Okay. There you go. Yeah, no problem. No, it would be really neat to see him and teach him the moves and everything.
Yeah, Billy could just palm that. I don't know if you've ever met Billy.
I know Billy. Yeah. Billy's got enormous mitts. Now you two don't know Billy, but Billy's 6'4", 320. He's the four-time WBC boxing champion. And I'll tell you what, I can only say that Billy's head is, he's the only person that has a bigger head than I do. Because he had described it as, he has a double pumpkin head. I only have a single pumpkin head. But Billy's hands are the size of that kettlebell. Really,
well, it's be easy for him.
It's scary. Yeah, he could easily palm it. He could probably put one on one finger, one on another finger, one on another finger. You know, I described him to you yesterday. He's a mountain of a man. And Billy, if you're listening, you do have a bigger head. Everybody knows he has size 8.5 or size 9 head, something like that for hats. That's crazy.
Wow. Yeah, but he's got the body to go with it. You just got the head.
I know. I'm just like a caricature. I know it's ridiculous. You know what else is ridiculous? I'm looking at this board for our phone calls. We have a lot of phone calls coming in. And this, it truly is the circus, folks, because I'm seeing all these lines, and we don't have our regular board op today, so.
Yeah, it looks like Christmas on the phones over there, but.
I know it does.
If we could say hello to one, we're good.
Yeah.
Okay. I know. Alicia, are you on?
I am here. What's up, guys? How's it going?
All right, Alicia, hurry up before you don't get cut off. We've got a kettlebell champion here in the house.
What's up? I love kettlebells. That's like the most awesomest training. I've personal trained, so I use the kettlebells a lot.
Oh, great. We actually do a lot more. We use it as it's a sport, so we do all the sport movements with it in our training, too. Have you ever done a kettlebell competition or seen one?
I have not, but, hey, I wouldn't mind signing up for one. You guys do, like, the kettlebell snatches, or what's a typical workout look like or competition?
Competition is a 10-minute set. And for women, you do snatches or a clean and jerk, which is long cycle, or just the jerk. And you can do it with one or two bells. And then you just go as fast as you can and get as many reps in as possible.
Hey, sign me up. I'm in.
All right. Love to have you. Come visit. If you're in Vegas, come visit my gym. We'll teach you, and then you can teach your clients.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we can use Sal's head as the heavy kettlebell.
There you go.
Thanks, pal. I appreciate it. You're killing me over here.
Well, if we lift the headphones a little bit, it kind of makes a handle.
Isn't that there you go.
Great. Oh, man.
We painted pink.
I'm just getting it from both sides.
You get sunburned, and then it'd be a red bell.
There you go.
is there an age limit to the competition?
No, actually, one of our best lifters that we have at my studio right now are in their 60s, and they can outpower work a lot of us right now.
I think we should be asking, is there an age limit to the conversation?
No, we don't want to cut you off, Sal. We want you to stay with us.
I know. Right. Well, you know, Michelle, in case you don't know, Alicia Thompson is a WNBA champion, and she also coaches the Dallas Lightning, correct?
That's correct, which is why I'm a little bit late on the calls, because we're having our Dallas Lightning tryouts today. So I got a little excited there in practice and let the time slip away from me. But I'm picking my final 10 for my team today. So it's pretty exciting, yeah.
Nice. Well, so
I have to pick championship players. You know, I'm trying to win the championship my first year.
So, Alicia, that's basically like the D-League for the WNBA, right?
It is. So the D-League for the WNBA, so the players that play for us have the opportunity to get pulled up to play in the WNBA if there's a team that likes them enough, or they get contracted to play overseas. So we're just another avenue and opportunity for these girls that want to continue playing basketball after college.
Wow, that's pretty exciting, because, you know, the women's game is the pure game of basketball. You don't see a lot of slam dunking. You see great mechanics, great tools, great just technique is fantastic. It's a real game. They know how to shoot. They know how to handle the ball. They know how to do all the right things, and it's really a pure game. So
we
like
stick to the fundamentals.
Yeah, exactly. Unlike LeBrick and your boys that always want to throw it down, right?
Oh, here you go.
Right, and I'm going to tell LeBrick to shut up.
Hey, Lenny, didn't we win? I think I should get in on this buffet deal, because I think every team that we pick kind of won. Isn't that right, Sally Sal?
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah, Lenny's on hold right now. I don't have to hear that. So as soon as you're off, he's going to come back and he's going to let me have it, because I think I owe Lenny a breakfast on this.
Yeah.
Well, I'd love to show you some of the kettlebell moves, because actually the jerk itself is a great move for basketball players, because it teaches you how to powerfully jump upwards, because you're trying to get the bell to go upwards. So it'll help increase their leap and their cardio, too. They could play three games in a row and not have to sit on the bench, pretty much.
Imagine
I'm telling you right now, Michelle, I have a 45-pound kettlebell in my car. Like, I carry it everywhere. Everybody that gets in my – if they get in my car, they're like, oh, my gosh, you carry a kettlebell. It is like a total full-body workout. Mm-hmm. So you guys work with a lot of athletes and stuff too?
Right now we're just working with your average person, but we would love to work with some athletes and really – get them really in shape and really conditioned for this, and then put them back in their field and have all the coaches and everyone else go, what had they been doing? It's amazing.
How can Alicia?
Let's make it work then. Let's get my team be your first team that you work with.
Well, I love it.
How can Alicia get a hold of you and tell everybody how to contact you?
You can contact me through my website at kettlebellsanctuary.com and email me at kettlebellsanctuary@gmail.com as well. And I'd love to work with everybody as quickly as we can. And you can also give me a call at 702-595-9300. That's actually my direct line, so you'll get a hold of me.
What's that number again, Michelle?
Sure. 702-595-9300. Awesome. And kettlebellsanctuary.com. Mm-hmm. I love it. That's a good thing. Yeah. Kettlebells are great workouts. They're good for all people, all athletes. So it's cool that what you guys have going on over there.
Yeah, well, love to have you.
Well, Alicia, get back to picking your team over there. I know you're on a clock, so we want to make sure you get back over there and pick your 10. And remember, when it comes to picking the 10, don't be like the Chicago Bears general manager, whatever you do.
Sal, I appreciate it. Thanks for everything. And yes, I will be talking to you guys soon.
Well, thanks for checking in. That was Alicia Thompson, our WNBA champion, ladies correspondent. And now we have Lenny back on the line with us. And Lenny wants to chime in on something, because I know he's just been boiling. Please tell everybody to shut up.
Well, I've been listening real quick, you know, and everybody's talking about some of these words. Maybe we have to change it for Michelle's workout and stuff. You know, we don't like it having like the jerk and the snatch and stuff. And I thought, you know, why don't we just tone it down a little bit? How about we just use the pull and the tug? Okay, that seems a little bit more mild that we could use on this. That appropriate for Malik when he's going into the gym and he's walking in and he says, "Hey, buddy, I brought my balls and I'm ready to work out."
You've been giving us a lot of thought, huh, Lenny?
Yeah. Well, look.
You've been on hold too long.
Look, guys, I don't want to get called into the principal's office, so let's kind of, you know, tone it down a little bit on that. This is sort of a G-rated show here. You know, we want to make sure we don't piss anybody off, right?
Mm-hmm. You know, Malik, I wanted to ask Malik a few questions here. You know, Malik, when you go in there and work out and you're an athlete, especially boxing now, I mean, that's very, you know, a lot of respect for you as a young man going in there and boxing. But young man, when you're speaking, you gotta get a chip on your shoulder. When you go into the boxing ring, young man, you can't come in there so docile and talking, and you're just very nice. My, you know, you have a wonderful physique. I'm glad to be competing against you. No, you're going to walk into the ring and say, I'm going to tear you from limb to limb.
Oh, yeah, I'm a whole different person when it's time to fight. I'm just a nice person in general.
Hey, you know who we should have talked about was, Lenny, listen to this. I have to change this because I went to a baseball game the other day with Malik, and we went to go see the AAA 51s here in Las Vegas. That would be the Mets, New York Mets AAA team. They played the Colorado's Albuquerque Isotopes. And so we had an officiating crew, and I have to say this.
It was terrible.
And look, Lenny, I have to start this whole shut up thing because I'll tell you what. Introduce it, and then I'll go ahead and carry on with it. Go ahead.
All right, the end of our show here, we end it with the shut up. Anything that you feel that you wanted to say, somebody said something stupid in the world of sports, in your life in general, it could be your wife, your boss, your dog, it doesn't matter. You just tell them at this point to shut up!
So here we go. So we're at this ball game, and we're sitting right behind home plate. And I got to tell you, I have never seen a collection. As a former pitcher, I have never seen a collection over a duration of an entire game of nothing but ridiculous, and I mean stupid calls. Listen to this. The third baseman goes to field the ball. There's a guy at second base, and we call him Lego. He's kind of a big guy with square wheels. Anyway, he's coming from second base to third base. The third baseman gets in the baseline and fields the ball, and there's a massive collision. The home plate umpire calls the runner out, while the third baseman is in the path for the guy running from second to third. Now, this guy, that was just the tip of the iceberg. The balance of his calls were so bad. His name is Ryan Blackney. I had the intern go find him. And I'll tell you what, this guy just needs to shut up!
How do you really feel?
Unbelievable. And I've got a referee in the house. Mm. And I'll tell you what, just in the last few minutes, I want everybody to say the same thing, but to their favorite or infamous person. Is infamous a person? It would be infamous person. Who do you think?
Correct.
Who do you got?
You know, being on the sideline like I was, I got several to pick from. You know, I love it. You know, you're on the sideline, one of the coaches, and I may have said this before on the radio, but instead of shut up, you know, when a coach tells you, you know, Rusty, you stink. What I always wanted to do was throw the flag, mark off 15 yards, and ask him how it smelled from down here. That's my shut up to the coaches, okay?
Right. He doesn't want to say shut up. He's just going to throw a flag at him. That's great.
Probably more effective to throw a flag at him.
Yeah. Well, right, probably a little more effective, you know. Michelle, who do you have?
Oh, gosh. I don't know if I really have anyone
sure
to say that to.
Sure you do.
You've got somebody. Lenny, you can talk her off the ledge. I know you got somebody to throw down her. Go ahead.
Come on, Michelle. There's got to be somebody, a client that maybe just, you know, I can't do another rep. I just can't do that. Or I can't come in. I have to cancel because, you know, because I just don't feel like it today. There's somebody on planet Earth, whether it's a newscaster, somebody in sports, or even someone you just don't like to tell to shut up. All of us do. Come on, Michelle. You can do this.
You should see a face over here, Lenny. It's like steam's coming out of head trying to think of someone.
Come up with.
Michelle, I got an easy one for you. You know what? Here you go. I'm going to talk about you. You know, Michelle, I really don't feel that kettlebell is a credible workout.
It's kettlebell.
I think they're traditional workouts work out far, far greater. You know, they're more disciplined.
Okay.
You know, putting a ball up like that, I would rather be having a kettle corn ball that I can eat after my workout than having to lift up something and having you tell me up and down, okay? I get enough of that already at home.
Okay, well, I can tell you. Actually, what I don't need to tell you to shut up. I could give you the kettlebell and say go for 10 minutes, and the kettlebell will shut you up.
Now, she doesn't realize on this show that I'm 210 pounds of twisted steel and sex appeal, young lady.
Yeah, but can you last 10 minutes?
Oh, believe me, I can last, okay? I'm the wrong person to ask on that.
Okay, you have to come in and show me.
And I get a chance to show her. Nice. I will. Next time I'm in Vegas, because Sal owes me a nice lunch at a buffet, that'll be my pre-meal warm-up prior to going in there, and we will just throw up and down the kettlebells.
There you
My
go.
Promise.
The pre-meal warm-up, he says. Mm-hmm. Right. Malik, who do you have to shut up?
Just the same guy as you. The officiating of that game was to me, terrible.
It was it was so bad. Come on, how bad was it?
Terrible.
How bad was it? It was so bad I thought the Chicago Bears general manager was behind home plate. That's how bad it was.
One thing before we break. Bad. It's not officiating. It's umpiring in baseball, dumbos.
All right. Lenny, real quick, who do you got?
I got my little girl soccer team. She said that after their championship, she wasn't going to do a play-by-play for the entire season, but that's exactly what she did. She should have started off her speech with Once Upon a Time because it was a bedtime story. So Coach Looney of Valley Christian in City of Cerritos, shut up!
All right, on that note, we're going to shut this thing up for the day because we're going to get called into the principal's office for this one. I guarantee it. Anyway, for everybody tuning in, whether you're in Phoenix, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, all those people in Ohio and Alabama, thanks for listening in. Thanks for all your emails and your telephone calls. Tune in at the same time next week for the Sports Circus at NBC Sports.